How's my favorite company doing?
Ooh,
that's not good. Roblox, in the midst of the Schlepp situation, while they're scrambling to convince people that they have world-class moderation, has banned their own CEO. David Baszucki was sent to banland. Now, lucky for David, he did not have to go through the nightmare that is Roblox appeals. I'm assuming he has like an unban button at his personal computer because the account went back up very quickly. I hope he at least considers if he were one of us, he probably would not have gotten unbanned, okay? Thankfully, he is a CEO and president of the company, so he gets the VIP treatment. Can you imagine David in Banland? All of the people that he banned, like, finding him? What would they do to him? What did he say when he met Navy898, my first Roblox account? Do you think they were nice to him? I hope so. I hope they were very polite with Mr. Baszucki.
Little ding-dongs.
I remember a while ago, I was reading an email that Roblox appealed had sent someone, and they said,
hello there. Users cannot be falsely banned. As long as the person is not breaking the rules, their account will not be moderated.
If that's true, what did David do? What did you do, Mr. Baszucki? Look, I'm not insinuating anything, okay? I'm not implying that he was acting inappropriately. For some reason, he came back as a robot. They banned him and he said, I'll be back.
I'll be black.
I'll be black.
Look, all I'm saying is Roblox's terms of service do specifically say when you are banned, you are not allowed to continue using the platform. So last video was very serious. I figured I'd make a light follow-up just to kind of give people some comic relief to all of the anger. I love the robot avatar too. I like it a lot better than the werewolf phase that he went through. I don't know if he was going through like a Twilight thing or what, but you guys like my blackboard, by the way? I was thinking about putting out a retro slot video. I drew a release the gubbies and it has like a soy jack face. However, I did, in light of the Schlepp situation, make a tweet, hereby promising to make peace with the furry and retro slob community if they join us in making Roblox safer. I guess we're on the same side now. Did you guys ever think you would see the day after everything? After everything they've done to me, after making me crash my car. By the way, that car crash tweet got in the news. For some reason, some journalist in India was completely convinced that this tweet was real. All this Schlepp stuff has got me so excited. Fun fact, the lawyer that Roblox employed to send the cease and desist is the same one they used to sue me. I can tell you guys, I have nothing but good things to say about Tony Wable. And I mean that, I'm not being sarcastic. Definitely no hate towards Tony. I know he's just doing his job. He's representing his client to the best of his abilities. I would love to be a fly on the wall in some of these meetings at Roblox. How could he have not tried to talk them out of this? I think he did. And I'm speculating when I say that, but I think that there was probably something said along the lines of, you know, this is gonna fuck you guys, right? And Roblox was probably saying something along the lines of, no way. How could people not be on our side? I mean, our platform is just so safe. Do you think Tony watches my videos? Hi, Tony. Ladies and gents, we are now at the point where Roblox moderation is so bad, they have accidentally banned their own CEO. And because all of these tech companies have completely failed to keep their users safe for so many years, governments around the world have started pushing for anti-privacy regulations, like forcing you to upload a government ID just to log into a website. This is where Surfshark comes in. It's basically a giant middle finger to surveillance. Surfshark encrypts your connection, hides your location, and lets you bypass these dystopian restrictions. Want to stop advertisers from tracking your IP? Done. Want to access content blocked in your country?
Bye-bye, Russia!
And if you want to protect yourself even more, Surfshark offers Alternative ID, which gives you a brand new online identity through a safe email and phone number you can use in place of your real ones. Perfect for signing up to sketchy sites without handing over your real info. And the best part is one subscription covers unlimited devices, so your PC, your phone, even your consoles can all be protected under the same plan. If you like the sound of that, or you just want to support the channel, go to surfshark.com/RubenSim and use the code RubenSim at checkout to get 4 extra months added to your subscription for free. I don't know if you guys have heard of this WPlace website. It's basically a giant map of Earth. You can paint any portion of the map that you want. So Roblox HQ at the start of this looked completely normal. And when the Schlepp situation happened, it just got worse and worse and worse. People changed the Roblox logo to say Pedoblox. People are saying that David supports pedos. Someone built the HQ and wrote Pedo HQ on it. There's a Roblox logo that says Roblox powering files, and they've just like covered everything in Schlepp faces and Schlepp logos and Schlepp avatars. Free Schlepp is on every square inch of the map. Someone drew Jeffrey Epstein next to Roblox HQ. Every day, this giant orange void gets bigger and bigger. So yeah, I would encourage everyone to go to WPlace and say something nice about Schlepp over Roblox HQ in San Mateo.
If I hear one more fucking thing about a lawsuit against our platform involving some fucking kid being skinned alive.
I was listening to their latest tech talk where they go over all of their defenses for banning vigilantes, and I'm thinking about this argument. I opened up Google Maps and I started looking at Roblox HQ, and it is just the most pristine, clean, in the middle of all this greenery. They have all this perfectly manicured landscape. They have all this delicious food that's cooked for them for free. There's a bar right outside. There's a gym. There's a scene in the tech talk. They have this giant window, and at some point a train passes perfectly symmetrical in the view of this scene, and it's honestly, it's beautiful. And it really made me realize the Roblox corporation and all of their employees exist in this micro utopia, and right down the street is San Francisco, which I think can only be described as a dystopia. And it's a great metaphor for how Roblox's executives exist in this like perfect bubble where everything is great, the problems are so far away, and yet for normal people, they're right in front of us. They're out on the sidewalk outside our house, overdosing on fent. And I think it explains why things are the way they are. They just don't see what we see as users. I hope that with all of this media coverage, these issues that are really the worst of the worst on this platform is all brought to their attention. It's obvious when you look at even just the naming of some of their departments. You have safety and civility.
There's a lot of 15-year-olds who we feel it's okay for them to call each other a butthead. And there's actually a deeper reason for allowing 15-year-olds to call each other a butthead on Roblox.
Is this really what you guys should be putting resources into? These should not be the priority. The priority should be stopping cases that result in lawsuits against you guys. Everything else should come second to that. And I don't want to give any disrespect to the people that work here, okay? There are so many people at this company that are great people. There's just a few. They may not be malicious, but they are negligent in that they don't understand the issues like the users do. Lex Fridman had an interview with the CEO of Amazon where he described how when you have data that conflicts with anecdotal evidence, you should doubt the data.
If you have a bunch of customers complaining about something, at the same time, your metrics look like, why are they shouldn't be complaining? You should doubt the metrics. We had metrics that showed that our customers were waiting, I think, less than, 60 seconds when they called a 1-800 number to get phone customer service. And the guy who leads customer service is to fit in the metric. And I said, okay, let's call. Picked up the phone and I dialed the 1-800 number and called customer service. And we just waited in silence.
What did it turn out to be?
It was really long. More than 10 minutes.
I think this applies so much to Roblox. And you have these people defending the data saying, oh, we have world-class moderation team. We take stuff down typically within minutes. And it's just been proven anecdotally to be false time and time again. Yeah, I'm sorry. This isn't funny. Let's go over the rest of WPlace. Pedoblox. I've been seeing this everywhere. Free Schlepp, free Schlepp, free Schlepp. Look, there I am. There's Jeffrey Epstein. You have Roblox employees. I work here. I wonder what these people are thinking about the giant orange void. There's a lot of stuff on Epstein Island. Look, they have Dr. Disrespect. There was a change.org petition to remove David Baszucki 12 seconds ago. Fuck the CEO. It was 100K last time I checked. Now it's 143. Over under on him resigning. This is probably the most stress he's been in. He's never had an attorney general file a lawsuit against him. He's probably not going to resign soon, especially in the middle of all these lawsuits. He would basically be dooming the company if he did that. But I can see it happening maybe in the next 5 years or so. I mean, he is getting old too. He's like, what, 67 now? 6'2". Okay. So when I premiered my last video, the live chat was exploding with people saying, down with David. I have been on YouTube for over a decade. I have never seen a live chat this unified before. Every single message for an entire page, no difference in punctuation, spacing, spelling. The CEO has managed to destroy his reputation in a week. If they had just unbanned Schlepp, they would not be in the hot water that they're in right now. Oh yeah, and Schlepp hit a million subscribers. When they sued me, I think I was at 800 or 900K. The lawsuit boosted me to a million. He gets all of his accounts banned. He gets legal threats from Roblox. He went from 500K to a million. So I am incredibly proud and I wish him all the best. But Roblox has basically handed him a layup for his YouTube career. It's very nice to see a fellow YouTuber benefit from such a horrible situation. Schlepp's next video is probably going to be out before this one. So definitely go watch that after this. I already know what it's about, but yeah, I'm Ruben Sim. Thanks for watching.